Proverbs chapter number 31, verses 10 through 14. Wifey.
Or
who dat? Or
who dat?
Every man in his right mind, desire to be married and with children. Notice I said every man that is in his right mind. Ladies, as much as you spend your teenage years and your early 20s envision the day in which you walk down the aisle.
Have mercy, Jesus.
He spent his time thinking of when he become a husband. The man of the house, the head.
All right, man.
Where he can come home to his castle.
Amen.
All right, man.
His house is in peace and in order. Food is prepared.
All right, man.
No one is in his recliner. The remote is right there.
Water ran in the tub.
And he can just chill.
Amen.
Because he had a hard day. That's what he desired.
Amen.
The problem with what he desired is that he has to find his wife.
All right, man.
Women, you really have it easy.
Oh, really?
Let me move on this side of talking to you. See, Deacon Red is not here today, so you're acting out. I'm going to tell him. Women have it easy. See, that's why we doing this. Let me stop. That's why we doing this. Because somebody done told you the wrong thing. So we going to fix some stuff this morning. We going to fix some stuff. Women have it easy in that all you have to do is do you. He has the task of finding you. The reason you say you don't have it easy is because you out of place looking for him, and God says that he that findeth a wife. All you got to do is do you. Now you got to make sure that doing you, there's some good stuff in you that attracts him to you. So if he's not attracted to you, that's not his problem, that's your problem. See, you can't be a hoe and a tramp and then say you want a kid. Y'all know children's church is over there. I need to talk this morning. I need to talk. And see, what I'm talking about this morning is going to save a lot of souls. Going to save a lot of stuff. So, if you can't be real in church, in church. So the Bible says that he that findeth a wife. So, fellas, it's your responsibility to go find her. It's her responsibility
to be the right
one. When you find her, she got something going on.
All right now. Come on with it.
But I'm looking for my Boaz, and he gonna take care of me. He won't choose you. He won't choose you.
All right, ma'am.
See, when he identifies you, you must be wifey already.
That's right.
Don't have to. Because mama can't cook all your meals for you and your husband. So he has the task of finding his wife. So because that's his task of finding the wife, you have to learn to be patient with him. Because in the course of seeking and praying for the wifey, he'll run across a hoodie. And identify a who that woman.
All right, now.
A who that, Jeff, is one that you'll encounter.
Oh, yeah.
You'll share moments and memories with him, but you won't remember her.
All right.
Because she gave you nothing that was impacting your spirit.
All right, now.
Oh, she touched you in other ways.
All right.
Than just surface stuff. And because deeper.
Right,
and so when you go deeper, you don't find good stuff in shallow water.
All right, now.
So you won't meet him at the bar.
All right, now.
You won't meet him at the club and restaurant. You can quit that. See, you think you got to go to the club and you got to dress real, you know what, in order for him to like you. He'll meet you at the club next week, but he won't deal with you during the week. If so, you just a cut buddy. And Chad told me the definition of a cut buddy. She told me. She said, you know what a cut buddy is. A cut buddy is somebody that you just drive through and do your business and go home. You don't want to be the cut buddy.
All right now.
What you understand is that you got to step up your game.
Amen. All right now.
Because that type of woman that you're looking for as a wife,
that's right,
she's not gonna go for that foolishness.
Right.
You know, so we call it dating, but it's really not dating, it's courtship. So when you're courting a person, what you see in the courtship is what you're gonna get when you get married. As a matter of fact, sometimes you're gonna get a little bit less. So if you don't like what you see early on, run.
All right now.
What we deal with today.
Have mercy, Jesus.
We deal with, if you have your Bible still open, look at Proverbs chapter number 31, verse 1. It's going to blow your mind.
All right,
look at Proverbs chapter 31, verse 1. Because I want you to understand who's talking.
All right, ma'am.
You get it?
Yeah.
Notice that in Proverbs 31, verse 1, it is a woman giving advice to her son.
Amen.
Listen. So the woman is saying, this is what your daddy is like.
All right, now.
This is what your daddy was looking like. And so, son, this is what you ought to find in a wife.
Yes. All right, now.
I love this because the woman is teaching the boy how to date.
All right, now. That's right. All right.
But notice she's talking to him, and she's not showing him by having somebody slide in the crib at 9 o'clock. That's not what she's doing. She's securing her relationship. She got a man, and she's saying, this is what you need to look for. So then in verse 10 it says, now who?
Who
can find a virtuous woman?
All right.
Now, virtuous has to do with two parts. The first part is that she has some principle about herself.
All right, man.
Guys, if you find a woman and she'll do anything,
you need to leave that alone.
Thanks. Especially when she tell you,
honey,
I ain't never did this before. Baby, you got a lot of practice to have never done that before. So the mother teach the son what to look for. She says the woman that you're looking for has to have virtues. She has to have principles, and there has to be something, character or values or something about her. And if she doesn't have that, look no further. See, because when you're choosing a wife, you have to understand that you're choosing an extension of you.
That's right.
So here's the woman who's teaching the son what to look for in mommy. more class, more like a lady than ever before. But if you're looking, and you're looking at the wrong thing, you're looking at size and shape, but you don't see the spirit of the person. So you gotta look a little deeper than the surface stuff. You got it? So now here you go looking for a wife. You have to understand that I am choosing the mother to my child or children. I am choosing my business partner. I am choosing my life partner. I am choosing the person that's going to pray over me and my family. I am choosing the person that's going to walk with me through this journey called life. So he says, who can find a virtuous woman? He says, her price.
Her price
is far beyond rubies. Point number one, when he says price, he's talking about her worth. You can buy as many rings and cars and houses and everything else as you desire, but the worth that he's talking about is what's inside of her. So the first thing he deals with, or his mom teaches him, is that her worth, the woman that she is, her price to you, her value to you, has to be beyond anything else. That which you treasure, you take care of. Let me move over here. Let me say it a different way. That which you treasure, you pay for. The meal, the car, the mortgage, and everything else, because you treasure this. And it's not a matter of you getting over on me or any of that, but it's you, my woman, you, my wife. I want to see you stepping out looking good. I want to see you with the best. It doesn't matter if I have to work 2 jobs or 3 jobs. So you can have. I'm willing to do because I chose you. I knew your worth.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he says, she'll do him good and not evil. He moves from a position of worth to show that when you find a virtuous woman, number two, you also find a weapon. When you find a weapon in a woman, what you know is she got your back. What you know is when you find that that woman is a weapon, so you can now strategize because you know she gonna cover you. You know that now instead of one business, you can get two because you can leave her to run one because you ain't married. Excuse my English, no food. See, what God is showing us is that when you choose this woman to marry, you have to understand that what you're doing is you're bringing people to your team. And so as you bring these weapons to your team, what you understand is that I chose her, so she has to do me good and not evil. Listen to what Proverbs 14:1 says. It says, a wise woman...
Wise woman
will build her house.
That's right.
A fool would tear it down. I wonder if you have this morning a good man and you tearing your house down. Just making it easy for the cleanup. When he invests in you, he's investing in you because he knows you got his back, and so now he can turn his energy to something else. He'll do you good and not evil. And then it says, now she'll seek war. Mm-hmm. In other words, he says about this woman now is that she goes after wealth for the house.
That's right.
If you're the type of woman that you work, you get your check, and you say, what's mine is mine. What's his is ours. You got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. See, what you're doing is putting an emergency parachute in place. So yes, you are all married and all preparing for divorce at the same time. See, so now you torn because instead of some conflict coming in the family and you say, I'm committed to it, I ain't going nowhere, we gonna talk about this thing, we gonna get a resolution on this thing, you saying, if you act up, I'm gone. And so he sets that, remember, because he chose you. So you wonder why he won't commit to you. It's because you won't commit to him. You wonder why his best friend is his girlfriend, because you won't commit to him. You got to be careful that you don't make it easy for someone else. And so what she does, the virtuous woman, is that she adds wealth to the family.
Yes.
The number one job is to be the CEO of your house.
That's right.
Your house.
That's right.
Not somebody else's business.
That's right.
Your house.
That's right.
He needs to trust that when money go in the bank, you're going to pay the bill.
That's
he needs
right.
to trust that you're not going to take all his money, your money, and give it to your cousin down the street. He needs to trust that you're going to be a good steward over his sanctuary, which is called his house.
That's right. That's right.
He got to trust you.
Yes, Lord.
And so he looks for you to build wealth in the family because you're going to add things to the family. Now notice the Bible says that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that the Bible is being disrespectful by saying thing. When the Bible talks about finding a thing, it has nothing to do with the person. It has to do with the institution that they're building. That's the thing that he talks about. The institution of marriage. And so when he finds you, he finds everything he needs in his life. So when he finds you, he doesn't need somebody else. He doesn't need a wife and a cut buddy all at the same time. He doesn't need a wife and somebody to share his problem with. All that he has, all that he needs is wrapped up
in me.
In you.
All right now.
You are a virtuous woman. And so what he sees in you is everything that he desires.
All right now.
So if everything is at home, why do I need to go down the street?
All right.
Oh, I realize home is not perfect.
Amen.
But do I throw away 90% for that 10? That's what we do. Oh, he doesn't do this. One thing, he doesn't do that. And so there you go down the street with Fred. Now all Fred has is 10%. So now you left 90% to go hook up with the 10%. Now you hook up with the 10% and you understand the 10% doesn't come covering the mortgage. And when you walk out, you got to leave the car there. And when you walk out, you got to leave his stuff there.
Okay.
Learn to be thankful where you are. He chose you. And then you said, I agree. How can two walk together unless they are in agreement? See, that's why it's important that you know who you're connecting with. And so this man has to find a wife. And when he finds you, listen, you have to let him know who you really are. One of the worst things you can do to a person is fake. So he date Mary, and he ends up I'm marrying Sue. And he said, well, what happened to that woman that I met wherever? Well, we married now. I don't want to do that no more. Why you didn't tell me you weren't going to continue before we walked down this aisle? Now you done drug me into something, and I don't agree with those terms, but I can't walk out because we now married. What do you do when you marry the wrong
person? Amen. All right, man.
See, no. I said leave. See, that's what I'm trying to teach this morning. Is that when you go into a relationship, divorce and leaving has to be removed from the table. That can't be an option. If divorce and leaving is an option, you haven't totally committed. So the reason that we have so much stuff going on in relationships is because people never totally commit. What we want to do is get married, and on TV, they flew from England to the United States and back to Mexico, and they were having a good time. And you marry John, who makes minimum wage, and you think your life going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. Turn your TV off. When you turn your TV off, then what we understand is that that's not real. That's not true in every situation. And so now you got false expectations, and you want him to max out his credit card so he can treat you like a queen. When the truth of the matter is, he can't afford to do that. You married him now. If you don't like where he is, you help him to get up. Well, I should have married somebody else. Maybe you should have. Unfortunately, you married me. Now we gonna work this thing out. I ain't going nowhere, and you ain't going nowhere. Now let's sit down and look crazy at one another until we mature and we can talk about the thing. That's what we gonna do. Notice in verse number 14. In verse number 14, and thank you for allowing me to teach this one. In verse number 14, notice it says this virtuous woman is like a merchant ship. In other words, what he's saying is that she's going to bring you stuff, food from afar. And when he talks about a merchant ship, what he's really talking about is wisdom. The ability to navigate. So in a relationship, she has to have the ability to navigate her family through things. You get it? And so like this merchant ship that is trying to find safe passage, what he is saying about this virtuous woman is that she knows how to pay this bill before that bill. And she knows how to put away some savings for a rainy day before the shoes. And she understands that I may not be able to buy him Nikes, but I sure can buy him something on his feet. She knows how to navigate through life course and through the tough times. In life, what the man is looking for is wisdom in a woman. The unfortunate thing about wisdom is that you can't buy it. The Bible says that wisdom comes from God. So in other words, what he's saying is that to find a virtuous woman, you better start looking for a praying woman. Not praying after you hook up. It's her prayer life should make you hook up. Amen. It's not a matter if she's going to do this when we get married. You need to see that before you get married. Because if it's not there before, the first little test in the relationship, baby, she bouncing right on back to what she used to do. do. She's going right on back to the person that she really was. See, the thing about us is that in the heat of the moment, we are trained how to respond to stuff. So if I am trained to walk out and get a divorce, when challenges come in a relationship, I can only do what I'm trained to do. See, we have to stop teaching foolishness.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, bless you.
We have to begin to teach that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And in search of that virtuous woman, she better have some worth. She better be a weapon that you can depend on. She better bring wealth to the family. And she better be a wise woman. She better be a praying woman. When you discover those qualities in a woman, now you understand, this is wifey material. This is wifey material.
Amen.
But guys, don't expect the who that to then leave you alone. So now, she all of a sudden began to call. I want you back. Now she began to call. I heard you were about to get married. Now she called you back. And she wants to tell you what a wonderful person you are. See, if I'm all that today, why you didn't see that in me on yesterday? Because if you left me, you had your reasons for leaving.
All right now.
So since you did you, I'm going to have my reasons for not taking you back.
Amen.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Because are you just talking now, or are you real? Because you were talking before, and you convinced me to marry you. Now you're talking again. Where are we going to go?
Amen.
See, you have to understand, in a virtuous woman, she is the woman that when you meet her, there will be an instant communing in the spirit.
All right.
She won't be perfect. There's some things that you need to work on and some things she needs to change. That's cool. That's cool. Because you got some stuff, you know, that she needs to iron out too.
That's right.
But the spirit man will connect with her spirit.
Yes.
I'm not talking about my soul mate. I'm talking about my spiritual mate. Because you'll walk out the life of your soul mate. We were just meant for one another. And there's no spirit that is holding you together. There's no love that's holding you together. You leave one another.
Right. All right, man. Amen.
He that findeth a wife.
Findeth
a good thing. Guys, it is your responsibility to find her. Ladies, it's not your responsibility to come running after him. If you have to come run after him, he don't want you. Why you gotta convince somebody to love you? Why you gotta convince somebody that you are the right person? Why you gotta do that, ladies? Because if you got it, you just got it. And if you just got it, you ought to just show it. And when you begin to show what you got, you don't have to worry. Not only he will run after you, but plenty more will run behind you. Because surely blessings are from following you. So you don't have to worry about that. Let him find you. Let him find you. But I'm getting old and my clock is ticking. If God did that thing with Sarah, if he can do it with Sarah, don't you know being 40, that ain't no challenge for God.
That's right.
We have to begin to trust God. And when we begin to trust God, then we understand that God will bring to us who we need. And so when that king comes to you, you got to know how to treat him.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
Lord. Let me get messy in closing, okay?
All right. That's all right.
So when I say you have to know how to treat him,
amen.
This is what I mean. When you marry a man,
all right,
he becomes the Lord of your house. Isn't it funny you can come to church and you can respect the preacher, but you can't go home and respect the preacher? That you don't do anything in God's house here, but you'll do anything in his house there. Isn't it funny that somewhere along the line somebody tricked you and told you a man you can't trust? And so because you can't trust him, all you have is me and those children.
All right.
Ladies, listen to me. Never place your children above your husband. Never place your children above your husband.
That's right.
Amen.
One day, that little cute baby is going to be 18. And that baby's going to move. There you are, stuck with a man you don't know. Because your relationship with him was through the children. And so you wonder, how can you be married for so long and then you get a divorce? Because you don't know one another.
That's it.
See, the Bible says that there is a head, being a man, then there's a wife, and there's children.
Amen.
You have to understand that you have to minister to your man.
That's right.
So this is how you minister to your man. You love him.
Yes, yes.
You support him.
Amen.
You sex him.
Yes.
You love him some more.
Yes.
You support him some more. And you sex him some more. And you love him. And you support him. And you sex him some more. And you love him. And you support him, and you sex him some more, and you love him, and you support him, and you sex him some more. You love him, you support him, and you sex him some more. You love him, you support him, and you sex him some more. I'm gonna get all y'all up. You love him, you support him, and you sex him some more. You love him. You support him and you sex him some more. You get it? You get it? That's how you minister to your man. That's what he needs. He needs your love, unconditional love. He needs all of you. That's what love is. He needs your support. But when a decision in the family is made, and baby, I don't quite understand that, baby, I don't know, but if God spoke to you, I will support that. And then when he says, are you sleeping? He didn't touch you and ask you. An answer. He was commanding you in a position.
God.
I want every married couple to come to the altar.
Amen.
If your husband is not here, that's okay, you come. Of you and your church. Let every house look like your church. Let every couple in that house look to you. God, as we stand before you this morning, we pray for these couples.
Yes, Lord.
We touch and agree in the spirit right now, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. God, that you will strengthen relationships.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
God, not only will you strengthen relationships, but God, allow the world to see your glory in and through them. Show us, teach us, Lord, that every relationship is not broken. And there are some wonderful relationships in the kingdom of God. Show us, Lord, teach us, Lord, the meaning of marriage.
All right, ma'am.
Show us and teach us, Lord, that when we come together as one, let nothing or no one separate us,
Lord.
God, for these couples that came up this morning, God, we lift them up to you. Father God, we ask that you strengthen them. Because we know in this day, Satan is after the family. God, we touch and agree in the spirit, Lord. Where you said no weapon that is formed against us, Lord, shall prosper. God, we also ask that you put that hedge of protection around these relationships. Whatever it is, Lord, that they desire in their heart, and it has not been manifested, we ask right now, Lord, that this week, Lord, that you manifest their heart, manifest your glory, manifest their dream, manifest their vision. Let your will be done through them, Lord. God, we're thankful.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thankful, Lord, for what you're doing. Strengthen, Lord, these relationships. And Father God, we pray for those, Lord, that are seeking relationship, seeking marriage. God, we pray for them as well. God, I pray that one of these couples that is before them, that person that is seeking relationship, Lord, that they can latch on, Lord. You said in your word that the older woman is to teach the younger woman. Let them find teaching and strength in someone here, Lord. God, teach us that the only word is not a pulpit word. Teach us, Lord, that the life that these couples are living is preaching the kingdom of God. Let them see, Lord, that the love that Jesus has for the church. Let someone see this love between husband and wife and come to them and say, what can I do to have that kind of relationship? Let them understand, Lord, that on this earth they are but a merchant ship looking for wisdom, trying to find their way home. And God, let them, Lord, teach the younger. God, we thank you for these couples. We pray for them. We ask that you strengthen their relationship. We ask that you guide them. And God, if there's anything, Lord, that happened in this relationship that is not pleasant in your sight, God, we ask right now, Lord, that they'll go home and they'll ask one another for forgiveness and they'll let it go. Let it go. Let it go. In the spirit, forgiveness, Lord, and let it go right now. We all fall short. God, teach us, Lord, how to forgive, how to love, and how to move forward. We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. In the name of Jesus.